The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Sports Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericasports.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the hosts or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management. Welcome to the Comeback Radio Show with your host, Tony Farmer. Our show is all about what goes on behind the scenes in sports, music, acting, and celebrity lifestyles. You'll have the chance to interact with Tony and his guests, too. Now, get ready for the Comeback Radio Show. Here's Tony Farmer.
Good morning, everyone. Happy Thursday to all of you. It's a cloudy day out here in Los Angeles, California. I want to welcome all of you to this week's Comeback Show. I'm your host, Tony Farmer. I want to welcome all the listeners from around the world in the U.S., and I know my mother is listening from Huntsville, Alabama. She just got there last night, so I'm glad she made it safe. But our thought for the day is this. It is essential to our well-being and to our lives that we play and enjoy life. Every day, do something that makes your heart sing. So with that being said, you know, every day we wake up, it's an opportunity to become better, an opportunity to give thanks and to thank God for waking us up another day. We look at the situation at hand right now with Hurricane Sandy back east to all those who have loved ones have lost, people stranded, no power, no heat, nothing, and people are just struggling for survival. So we're out here in California in different places, and we don't have that situation, but our prayers go out to each and every person down there, and thanks to everyone who's helping as well. So, you know, with that being said, you just have to just be thankful for what God has given you, what He's brought you to, and make sure that you continue to keep those in your prayer. So, you know, with that being said, some of the headlines that we have also too is the election of Barack Obama and Mitt Romney will be happening. Well, make sure all of you guys vote and put your votes out there as well. So the NBA season is alive and kicking well, and those Los Angeles Lakers are 0-2, and I know my mom and dad are excited about that because they are not Laker fans. And their Clippers won last night 101-92. Indiana beat Toronto 90-88. Philadelphia beat Denver 84-75. Houston beat Detroit 105-96. James Harden had 37 points, 12 assists in his debut. So he's crisping that $80 million contract he just signed. Congratulations to him, former Artesia Pioneer as well. Chicago beat Sacramento 93-87. Utah beat Dallas 113-94. The Golden State Warriors beat Phoenix 87-85. Congrats to Mark Jackson. And the Clippers won 101-92. So, as you guys see, the NBA season is alive and kicking well, but I want to welcome our guest to the show. He's a owner of the Los Angeles Slam in the ABA, the chairman of the West Coast Conference in the ABA. He's done a lot of exciting things in Los Angeles Slam. They kick off their season this weekend on Sunday at 2 o'clock against the Orange County Nova Stars. So I want to welcome to our show Mr. Don Sanchez. Coach Don, are you here?
Yeah, I'm here, Tony. How are you?
I'm doing good. Thanks for coming on to the show. So, Coach,
you're welcome. Actually, I look forward to it.
Cool. I have a few things. A lot of people don't really understand, you know, the ABA and minor league basketball and what players are trying to do. Tell our listeners how the Los Angeles Slam got started and how they've maintained and made a mark in minor league basketball.
I'd like to just talk just briefly about the original ABA. I know for the older folks, we know about it, but, you know, for the younger generation, they may not know about it. And the ABA, you know, which stands for the American Basketball Association, they started in 1967, and they had a strong run until 1976. And in fact, they were fierce competitors with the NBA, the National Basketball Association. And, you know, they were going neck and neck, but The NBA had the dominance because they had the television contracts, all of the major television contracts. And, you know, without that, it's very, very hard to compete against a rival league. But the NBA had all of the high-flying talent. You know, they had, like, Dr. J, they had Artis Gilmore, David Thompson, and, you know, the list goes on. But, and again, you might remember them by the red, white, and blue basketball. So in 1976, they took the four best teams in the ABA, and they actually merged with the NBA. And I think New Jersey Nets was one of them, the Indiana Pacers. I think Denver might have been one, and the fourth one, I'm not sure, but it could have been San Antonio. But anyway, they merged with the NBA, and the ABA kind of ceased to exist at that point. So decades and decades passed, and in the year 2000, the original founder of the ABA decided to start it back up, and they did. And so now the ABA has been here, the new ABA, for 12 years, and we have grown to be the largest professional basketball organization in the United States. We have we presently have over 90 pro teams playing this season. We actually have over 100 teams, but some of those teams are expansion teams that will start in 2013. So that's the history of the ABA. And we came in, the Los Angeles Slam, we came in 2008, and this is going to be our fifth season. And, we have a very great market, a big market, the Los Angeles market. And, you know, we actually started, before then, we were a pro-am team in Southern California, and we were really good at what we did. We actually were setting records in all of the various leagues out here. We had a roster that comprised of many top Division I stars. Of course, we know the famous hip-hop artist, The Game. He's been with us on the pro-am circuit, and actually he's been with us with the Los Angeles Slam now since its inception. This is a Game's fifth year on the team. But we dominated. We set records in the pro-am circuits, and we had an opportunity to play one game in the ABA against a team called the Maywood Buzz 5 years ago. And the Maywood Buzz was actually owned and coached by Burl Lee. And, he's well known around the circuits in California. And, the Maywood Buzz was a top ranked team in the ABA, and we played them in an exhibition game and actually defeated them in double overtime. And that was my first exposure to the ABA, and that led to playing in some more exhibition games, and we finally got our own franchise, and we never looked back at that point. And we have grown now to be the most popular team in the entire ABA. And we've got a really strong brand here and a strong following.
When you look at how the ABA has come back and how you put your team, the LA Slam, to be one of the marquee organizations, what has been the goal of the Slam, of joining the ABA, now being a marquee team, now being one of the faces of the league? What has been your goal? Is it just to create opportunities for players so they can go overseas and achieve their goal, or is it to go up to a higher level than the ABA? What has been the goal of the Slam since you formed this organization?
It's funny, Tony, because the goals have changed over the years, because when I first started, never did I really dream that I would be at the point to where I'm at now. And I'll tell you, God has a plan for all of us, and I'm beginning to see what his plan is for me. And so 5 years ago when I started, my goal at that time was just to be able to field a competitive team and to complete the ABA season. That was my immediate goal at that time. But let me just say this, too. I just want to backtrack just a little bit, was that, you know, several years before that, when I got into the pro-am circuit, it all started because, you know, my son, who was actually a player on our team, he wanted me to coach a team in a recreation league. And, you know, I've coached on and off for 30 years, and I kind of had, you know, retired, you know, at that time. But I told him, you know what, I'll do that for him. And so I came, I coached. Many of the young men on the team didn't have money for the fees, the referee fees, the league fees. They didn't have uniforms. And so I decided that, you know what, I would invest in these young men trying to do something, you know. And so I spent like $1,500 on uniforms, and I paid everybody's league fees, and I paid the referee fees, and I think it would cost me about $3,000 for a short season. And, you know, I made sure that I brought Gatorade, chests of Gatorade at every game. And, you know, by just, you know, and I didn't want nothing back. You know, I was just doing it for the good to help others. And that's where it all started. That was the reason why I got into the ABA, because, you know, I treated the players right. I ran a professional organization, you know, in the rec league at that time. And everybody wanted to play for me. You know, and that's how I started getting all of the top D1 players and celebrities and so forth. So that's where it all started. And I guess basically what I'm saying is that when you start a project for the good, you know, unconditionally, just to help others, there's good things that come from it. And now, you know, when I went my first year at the ABA, my goals were just to complete the season. But, you know, if you're going to do something, you have to apply yourself 110%, and, you know, you have to work with, you know, the principles, the moral principles that you have or that you're made of. And that's what I try to do. You know, I try to, you know, no matter what I do, I put 110%. I treat all my players with respect. I'm very fair. I'm honest. I'm loyal. And, you know, that creates your brand. You know, people see that. You know, I'm dependable. And that's where it started, you know. And I'm glad to say that over the years, it was a building process that, you know, more and more famous people started to get aboard. And last season, as you know, Tony, we kind of set minor league sports history. We had 8 ex-NBA players on our team. 5 of them were ex-Lakers and Clippers. And then we had the world-famous hip-hop artist, The Game, on our team. And not to mention all of the other Division I players and international players. We really had a stacked roster, and that has never been done. And, Tony, you were one of our players also.
Well, one thing that, you know, I've been happy is, you know, I've been with you, you know, going on my 4th season and had a chance to join you. And you look at the way the team was constructed, you look at the way the fan base is building, and a lot of us guys who played against each other since high school and college and in the NBA had a chance to join forces. And it's good to see that you have, you know, the older generation mentoring these guys, still playing, you know, at our age, still making a difference. And it's kind of helped understand, because the L.A. Slam, for a team to be 4 years in the league and achieve a #1 ranking, and now this year starting off with a #6 ranking, just lets you know that how the peers around the ABA, you know, perceive the L.A. Slam. And so when you look at how the league is constructed, you look at players always wanting to join, and the L.A. Slam are building a name, I can see, you know, good things still developing. But what people don't realize, and we'll talk about this after commercial break, is how a lot of competition is out there. There's so many leagues. There's a D-League. There's the new ABL. There's the PBL. All these leagues are out there. But the ABA has been a mainstay because it's been around for so long. So we're going to take this quick commercial break. We're going to come back with Coach Don Sanchez, talk a lot more about his organization, Los Angeles Slam, the minor league sports, after this commercial break. Welcome, everyone, to this week's show, The Comeback. We'll be back after this commercial break.
Your internet flagship station for sports.
Voice America Sports.
Every Wednesday, you'll want to talk sports with Touchdown Tony Collins and his co-host Bill Mattis. Tony's broken records and has been to the Pro Bowl and the Super Bowl. We'll talk about what's happening in sports every week with news, action, and notable guests from all aspects of the sports world. We'll also involve you by discussing questions and topics of interest sent in via email from listeners all over the world. Become what you believe. Tune into Sports Talk with Touchdown Tony Collins, Wednesdays at noon Eastern Time, 9 a.m. Pacific, on Voice America Sports.
Kevin Lewis has been a student of the game his entire life, from Little League to the NFL. Tune in Wednesdays at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern, right here on Voice America Sports. Hustling with Kay Lewis. It's not where you start, it's how you finish.
Want to experience football from the perspective of two former players who also have coaching experience? Tune in to Sports Info UM with Daryl Oliver and Sam Sword. We'll talk about the drafts, play-by-play, and even what's happening in the offseason. Daryl and Sam have the connections and the knowledge to bring you the inside stories of the game's past, present, and future. We'll cover the camps, on and off field, and everything else, football and beyond. Sports Info UM is heard Mondays at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific, on the Voice America Sports Channel.
Your internet flagship station for sports.
Voice America Sports.
You're listening to the Comeback Radio Show with Tony Farmer. Got a question or comment for Tony and his guest? Call in to 1-888-346-9144. That's 1-888-346-9144. You can also send an email to tony.farmer@gmail.com. Now, back to the show.
Welcome back, everyone. This is your host, Tony Farmer. I'm with Coach Ron Sanchez, the owner and founder of the Los Angeles Slam, the ABA, and the West Coast chairman. Coach, we're talking about off the air. You know, a lot of times people really don't understand about the logistics of minor league basketball. The ABA has 80 to 100 teams, and I get often asked this. How come the ABA keeps expanding to so many teams that, you know, there's 80 teams across the U.S.? There's no way that each team is going to play every team, every year, every game. Otherwise, it'd be an 80-game season. Why is that the ABA has so many teams compared to other leagues like the TBL, the League in Canada, the NBL, the New League, the ABA? Why is there such a distinguished difference of the amount of teams that are in the league?
You know, there's actually several reasons for it, Tony, and one of them is that I really believe that the ABA has the best product, and they make it affordable to become a team owner, and that's one thing that we do pride ourselves in is that, you know, as it is, if you look at the NBA and you look at the minority owners, there's a very, very, very small percentage of minority owners in the NBA, you could probably count them on one hand. And with the ABA, over 70% of our ownership group are minorities and females. And so we really pride ourselves with that. And, you know, the franchise cost to get in is manageable, you know, and, you know, our operation budget, yearly operation budget is another reason to keep things in check. So, you know, it's you don't need, you know, $300 million to open up a team in the ABA. You know, I mean, you still need a substantial amount of money, but it's you know, if you give it the right investment group or if yourself, if you have the right assets, you too can open up a team. Now, affordability is one thing. The other thing is that you get a lot of innovative programs the ABA they're involved in, you know, like, right, you know, we do a lot of stuff for the community. We have a anti-bullying program. We just joined forces, I think it was with the International Reading Association. They have over 60,000 teachers involved, and right now we're bringing the ABA into almost every classroom in America. You know, we have ABA Entertainment that's being launched right now, where we'll be doing a national talent search, and some concerts and things like that. There's on and on. The ABA has so many different programs that help team owners and help the communities, it's something that a lot of potential owners want to get involved in. And you said 80 mistakenly. It's 90, and we really got over 100. I think they're going to put the cap at 144 teams across the nation. Our goal is to have 12 divisions with 12 teams in each division. Now, the good thing about that is travel. You know, one of the major problems all of these other leagues have is that, you know, they have to travel so far to play their opponents. And as we know that we call it a budget buster. Once you jump on an airplane to go to another city to play your opponent, that could really drain your budget. That could be a $20,000 trip or more just to take, one game to your opponent. And, with the ABA, most of our games, we can get to within 1 hour to 3 hours. So we can, for the most part, get there in vans or minibuses, that kind of thing. So it helps with our budget. Traveling is easy. It cuts down, like I said, your overhead and such. So it's a good formula that we have right now with the ABA, and it's workable. In a down economy right now where new leagues are starting up with, 10 teams or 12 teams, they can't compete with the ABA. There's the ABA, I think one of the strongest points is numbers. We have a massive amount of teams. We can leverage those numbers in the forms of advertising power. We can saturate the United States. If there's a sponsor that has a national product and they want to get it out, a great way is with the ABA, and especially now since we have a national television contract.
Right, and when you look at it, the ABA has come a long way. I remember when I was in between my contracts with Golden State, I played for the L.A. Stars. I remember Jamal Wilkes was our GM, and we played in the L.A. Forum. We had Toby Bailey, myself, Ed O'Bannon, and Paul Grant, and these guys. And I remember, the contracts that they were paying was like $100,000. I was like, this team is paying me pretty hefty per month, not an NBA salary, but it's pretty close. And Paul Westhead was our coach, and I was like, well, I can have a chance to be at home and just play just so I can, get ready to get back up to the NBA again. And it was pretty interesting on the business model because they have teams in San Diego. We went to Chicago. We went to Memphis. And it's interesting of how the league has survived of, 12, 13 years. And when you look at now that they've landed that national TV contract, do you think that that's going to really set a precedent for minor leagues other than the D-League? Obviously, we know with the NBA putting money behind the D-League, and now they're playing on NBA TV with some of their games. Do you think this national TV contract that you can let some of our listeners know that the ABA has engaged in is going to make a difference in comparison to other minor leagues out there?
That's a real good question, too. And, one of the things, Tony, is that I've looked at virtually every minor league that has existed and that is presently existed, and looked at the problem that we all face. Now, one of our problems was getting fans into the stands, the gate. And that's not a problem that's unique to the ABA. It's a problem that's for every minor league team. And if you look at the CBAs or the USBL or the IBL or even the D-League for that fact, they all have problems on filling those stands. The Bakersfield Jam at one time was playing in a 14,000-seat arena. And, a few years ago, they moved to like a 500-seat arena. The reality of it is that it's hard to get the fans in there. And without television, you're just not going to make it. You're not going to make it. So the same problem the original ABA had back in the 60s and early 70s, existed up until this point because they didn't have the television. The NBA had the television. That's what separated the two leagues. Now, 40 years later or 35 years later, whatever it is, finally, for the first time, the ABA has a national television contract. And it's a new network. It's called UBC, which stands for Urban Broadcast Company, and the CEO's name is Peggy Dotson. really nice lady, a black female, and it's, in today's day and age, it's really hard, you know, other than Oprah, to find a black female owning a TV network. And, you know, and the good thing, she keeps everything, you know, from her roots. It's a Harlem-based network, but, you know, they have a far reach around the United States. The it goes into 40 million homes, and all of the standard channels, you know, Dish, DirecTV, and Charter, and Time Warner, and all those, they'll be carrying the games. And you know, for instance, I actually looked at the coverage of every city in Los Angeles. They'll go into about 73 to 75% of the households out. In a big area like Los Angeles, they have all the major cities covered, and so it's great, you know. And what it means now, and they're only going to televise 10 games this season. It's like a game of the week. It's going to be every Saturday, tentatively right now scheduled for 5 p.m. Pacific time, which would be 8 p.m. I guess on the East Coast time, and you'll get to see 10 ABA games. I'm glad that you know. The Los Angeles Slam has, they were chosen to be on two of the national games. And, you know, they could have chosen anyone. You know, there's over 90 teams and we got two of those slots. So that's a great opportunity for exposure for the Slam, exposure for the young players that are trying to get overseas, and, you know, exposure of the ABA to the public. So, you know, it's a great opportunity. It's going to aid us in that area, but, you know, there's a financial side to all of this, too. And, you know, since it's really hard to make your money all at the gate, you know, TV is where your money's at. Look at the Lakers. You know, they signed this 10, 20-year contract with Time Warner, and I think this year alone, the Lakers are going to make $200 million just off the TV contract. That's big money. You know, so the money is with the TV contract. So, you know, this is a start, you know, that if this is successful, it's going to be able to generate money for the ABA and for, you know, the Slam organization, for the other ABA organizations that will be televised. So this is a start to build revenue for the teams and the league.
Right. And when you look at, you know, the ABA as a whole, and I know the CEO, Joe Newman, has had a number of opportunities to sell the league anytime he wants to because there's been interest. What do you think the direction of the ABA has gone as in growth? I mean, obviously, he's holding on to the league. He's older now. He's in his 70s. And you know he's going to have to, at some point, turn over the reins because he wants to see the league continue to grow and to see the right person implement the growth of his business model that he set out years ago. What do you think the direction of that's going with the ABA as a whole?
Well, we've actually seen the improvement of the ABA with each and every year. When they started in 2000, I think they only had like 8 teams. And from that, you know, between there, the early days, and now, you know, there was a growing process. You know, there was a point in time where you had to learn, and, you know, you had teams that came in the early days that really had no business being teams or weren't financially strong. And, you know, we learned from that. So we've upgraded every year and, you know, we've become really professional. You know, I'd say that right now we're about 90% to where we want to be. And, you know, I will put the ABA against, any league at this point. You know, of course, the number one league is the NBA. But, you know, this year is going to be the first time to where, you know, we are going to be on television, and the NBA is always on television, and now our product is going to be side by side. And, you know, we're going to get a chance to see the differences with the league. You know, see, because there's one thing we have to understand. The ABA is not trying to be like the NBA. You know, the NBA has its own product. The NBA, you know, has much, much more money. They have, you know, the top 30 superstars. But other than that, you know, the ABA players can match, you know, the number 4 through 12 players on any NBA team. And, you know, we are real basketball players. We represent the players that didn't go through your traditional route, you know, the big schools like UCLA or Duke, or, you know, we represent the players that made some wrong choices in life, but they deserve a second chance, and who are very talented. We give them those opportunities, and so what you really get from us when you watch the ABA is real players who play not for big contracts, but for the love of the game. We got players that are superb athletes, real Showtime players. And you got to remember, you know, Showtime came from the ABA. You know, the three-point shot came from the ABA. The slam dunk contest came from, or the slam dunk from the ABA. You know, the ABAs were considered outlaws in the days, you know. And in fact, the first year of the merger back in 76 with the ABA and the NBA, remember, only four teams from the ABA merged with the NBA, but that first year All-Star game, more than half the players were ABA players. You know, so we have a great history in the ABA, and, you know, we've carried it on. You know, believe it or not, Showtime in the NBA, that's the DNA of the ABA. And right. So when you see us on TV this year, you know, you're going to see playing above the rim, a very high-paced, exciting game. You may not recognize the names, but we're going to turn these names into household names, and you know they're going to be the real stars. You know, and so we're moving in the right direction, Tony, right now. And we're not through yet. And now let me just answer that. You know, I kind of went off sidetrack for a minute, but your question was, where's the ABA headed? And you know, I it's funny you should ask this, because I talked to Joe Newman recently, and, you know, Joe Newman, for those that don't know, he's the CEO of the ABA. You know, this is his baby, you know, and his whole life is put into this league. Joe has had many opportunities where people wanted to buy the league over the past, you know, years, and he's turned down every offer that was presented to him, not because of the money. He was offered some really good money. It was because, you know, he was concerned about the direction. He wanted to make sure that whoever took over the ABA would continue with the same beliefs and the same motives, and wouldn't come in and make these drastic changes. And, you know, he wanted to make sure that, you know, minorities will continue to have opportunities to own a team, and you know, we would treat all team owners with respect, and we would give, you know, young players opportunities to build that resume and to go overseas and so forth. And, you know, that was his main concern. And he had to actually tell me in a personal conversation that he only knew of four individuals that he would feel comfortable in handing the league over to. And, you know, I've never said this, but I guess I'll say it now. I'm one of the individuals. So, you know, I mean, with that in mind, you know, I do think about that, and you know, if that materializes at some point, you know, I think that I would just continue Joe's legacy. I know what he wants, and I would just finish it.
Well, that's great. Well, we're going to take this quick commercial break and come back more with Coach Don Sanchez, the owner and founder of the Los Angeles Slam, the West Coast chairman for the ABA, with more after these messages.
Your internet flagship station for sports, Voice America Sports.
Looking for the best show about horse racing and handicapping? Want to play the ponies? Join us every week for Winning Ponies with John Englehart, racing's regular guy, where you'll go inside and behind the scenes with the top jockeys, trainers, agents, and handicappers in the world of horse racing. This show is the perfect complement to the Winning Ponies handicapping website. Listen for top plays for the weekend and the spot play of the week, and win prizes just for calling in. Winning Ponies with John Englehart is live Thursdays at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific on the Voice America Sports Network. This Is It Sports is an engaging talk program that includes you, the experts, and sports, all moderated by Coach Carl Hargrave. We'll talk about what's going on in the general sports world, collegiate and professional, take a look at youth-oriented sports, athletic development and sportsmanship, faith, and where it has its place in sports, along with a lively discussion with Coach Carl every week. Tune in to This Is It Sports with Coach Carl Hargrave every Thursday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Sports Channel.
Your internet flagship station for sports.
Voice America Sports.
You're listening to the Comeback Radio Show with Tony Farmer. Got a question or comment for Tony and his guest? Call in to 1-888-346-9144. That's 1-888-346-9144. You can also send an email to tony.farmer@gmail.com. Now, back to the show.
Welcome back, everyone. This is your host, Tony Farmer. I'm with Coach Don Sanchez, and owner and founder of L.A. Slam. Coach, I mean, this is going into a pretty big season going in this year with the Slam, and because of the TV games and things like that, and you know, you're still putting together a pretty good team opening up this Sunday against the Orange County Nova Stars out of Orange County. What was your thought process of putting together this team, not the same kind of team as last year with a lot of the former NBA players, but what was your thought process of putting together the team this year? Because even in a couple of the exhibition games that I played in and that we've had some pretty brand new guys come in, pretty good talents. What's your thought process of formulating the team this season?
You know, Tony, it's hard every year because, you know, Southern California is a hotbed for talent, and the Slam has developed such a reputation where we have a waiting list for people just to try out or to work out with us, and we rarely have tryouts. I think we had two tryouts in 3 years. And so you know, what I try to do, though, is get some balance. I try to make sure that I keep the players that have been loyal to me on the team. So some of the core guys I have, of course, you're one of them, Tony. You know, you're with us. I have a player named Jason Crofts who actually happens to be my son, and there's no favoritism there because he's been in the league for 5 years now, and for the first 3 years, I don't think he touched the ground in an ABA game. But, you know, last year he had his breakout year where he averaged almost 20 points, so he paid his dues. So Jay Crofts is one of our regulars. Carlos Rivers is coming back. You know, he was one of the top high school recruits a few years back out of the nationally ranked Long Beach Poly. He's a point guard. He played for Cal State Dominguez Hills. Extremely fast, explosive, great shooter. He averaged about 35 points a game the last 10 games of the season. So we got Carlos Rivers coming back. We got Chet Johnson, you know, that went to Cal State San Bernardino. Very strong, 6'4", about 230-pound, two-guard. He just played with us in the Summer Pro League. I think he was one of the top 12 scorers of the entire Summer Pro League. He averaged like 22 points a game. So CJ, as we call him, he'll be back. You know, with Tony at 6'10", playing the power forward, we got some help with him with Lorenzo Davis. He's a 6'10 center, power forward, built like Dwight Howard, can just jump out of the gym. You're going to be amazed with this guy's physical ability. So Tony got some help there. We just picked up Jeff Ledbetter out of Orange County, and he's considered one of the better players ever to come out of Orange County. A sharp shooter. Last year he played in Brazil. He's going to be with us. We just picked up another guard from Masters College. He was an All-American from Masters College. But we're so deep that he's still trying to make the team at this point. He's kind of like, 14th on our roster, so he may or may not be able to dress come this Sunday's game. you know, so we picked him up, and I'm missing a lot more. You know, I'm just going off my, you know, the top of my head right now. But we're stacked. You know, we're really stacked. Got another 7'1" player in Andrew Fleming from Cal State Long Beach, and so we're going to try to have one more practice on Saturday. We're going to pick 12 from that, and then Sunday, you know, we'll do battle. So we're strong. There's a lot of expectation with us. We don't have as many ex-NBA players on our roster this year. The ones we got, of course, is you, Tony. We got Hakeem Hawkins. You know, Hawk suffered that injury last year. He's 85% healed, but he's with us on the roster, and I think he'll be joining the team next month. So Hawk is back. We got Corey Arnett. He played a short time in the NBA with the Portland Trail Blazers. Oh, yeah, I can't forget, we got Jeff Trepanier, USC standout, you know, was in the league with Denver and Cleveland. Jeff is with us still. So I think we got four ex-NBA guys this year. And, you know, Dame is always with us, but he's on tour right now, so he won't come back for about a month or two. So we got, you know, Dame.
And the team just picked up an exciting player who I watched, who I thought was one of the top two players in the Summer Pro League, was our Franklin Sessions. I understand the team picked up him as well.
Right. Now, with Franklin Sessions, he's actually in the D-League draft. And so I think that's coming up. I'm not sure if it's Friday. But he's going to play with us this game. And, you know, if he's not picked up in the D-League, then of course, he's going to play with us the entire season. So right now, you know, I wish him the best, you know, but at the same time, I would like to have him for the whole season. You know,
right.
So Franklin is, for those of you that don't know, he's probably one of the best guards in Southern California right now.
Yeah, I agree. And when you look at, you know, the way that the team is put together with older and younger players, I mean, you know, Jason Cross had an amazing season last year. I witnessed him put up 30 in a game against Arizona, which is one of the top teams. And you look at the way things are taking place. I mean, there's San Diego Surf that are there. They've been there for some years now, and Ross has this team down there, and they're, I know they're excited about their ranking this season and having to go down there to play them. Then you got a brand new team, the Orange County Nova Stars, as well. Then you got some Northern California teams, but I still see the Slam as being the marquee team in the Southern Cal on the West Coast, and also one of the best teams in the league. And when you look at that, it'll be some exciting brands of basketball out there, because a brand new franchise, Orange County Nova Stars, will play them on Sunday. Don't know a lot about them, but they're a brand new team. I know their owner, Al Smith, very well. Then we have San Diego. So there are some teams out there that are going to surprise some people.
You know, absolutely, because, you know, last year we were ranked number one. The Arizona Scorpions, who are also in our league, they were ranked number two for most of the season. I think they ended up last year with a record like 22-2. And two of the games we played against Arizona went into overtime, and they only won by 1 point, by a buzzer beater. So, you know, that's a rivalry between us. In fact, we're going to meet with them on national TV on January 12th. The Arizona Scorpions are going to be coming to Los Angeles to play us. And then on February 9th, we're going down to Arizona to play them. So, you know, if we continue to win, if we live up to our expectation as being ranked number six right now, come February, January 12th, and, you know, if Arizona continues to win, you know, we might be ranked 1-2. You know, so Arizona definitely is going to be a good game. San Diego Surf is ranked eighth in the nation right now, and they deserve it. They paid their dues, but they've worked hard this past summer. They fielded a very competitive team in the Drew League. They had two players that were over 7 foot. And, you know, they started camp very early, and they've had 30 players in their camp. So they have a lot of quality players to choose from. They've been playing well together as a team. So, you know, they put the work in. They should be ranked. And, you know, we got to play San Diego about four times this year, and it's going to be a toss-up. If we don't have our stuff together, you know, we could take a loss. You know, we also have Fresno in our division. They're a new expansion team. I know Oscar Robinson's the owner's name. It's not the real Big O, but they have a similar name. I understand that, you know, they're ready and they have a pretty good team. And, of course, we have a new franchise in Las Vegas also. You know, they're called the Las Vegas Defenders. And, you know, Kent Buckner, he's a great coach, used to coach in the D-League. He's got a quality team, too. So the Southern California division is going to be tough. Right now, we actually have four ranked teams. The Nova Stars ranked 30th. The San Diego Surf is ranked 8th. We're ranked 6th. And the Arizona Scorpions ranked 2. So it's a tough division.
Wow, that's good. It'll be exciting to see how the league is picking up. I know on the East Coast, they've already started. A few teams have a few wins already, and the West Coast will begin this weekend. So we're going to take this last commercial break. We're going to come back, and you guys are going to find out how to get in touch with the L.A. Slam and Coach Don and be able to follow the Slam this season. So we're going to take this commercial break. We'll be back with the last segment with Coach Don Sanchez and Tony Farmer on the Comeback Show.
Internet flagship station for sports.
Voice America Sports.
Fantasy sports is where the action really is. Over 40 million people play fantasy sports, but rarely do they get to quiz the experts. Fantasy Insights is the name and the game. Tune in every week as Dish Adams and his guests clue you in on the fantasy football game, what's happening on and off the field, and how it will affect your fantasy team. These experts aren't just beat writers assigned to fantasy football. They live and breathe the game. Tune in to Fantasy Insights with Dish Adams every Thursday afternoon at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern on Voice America Sports.
Okay, sports fans, here's your opportunity to discuss football, America's favorite sport. On an annual basis, millions of people attend, watch, and listen to football, both pro and college. Ray Ellis Sports, an internet talk radio show, was developed with the fan in mind. Join host former Philadelphia Eagles and Cleveland Browns strong safety, Ray Ellis, on Voice America Sports every Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific for exciting, interactive football discussions from the fans' perspective. Tune in every Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific to Ray Ellis Sports, right here on the Voice America Network. And let's talk football.
Your internet flagship station for sports.
Voice America Sports.
You're listening to the Comeback Radio Show with Tony Farmer. Got a question or comment for Tony and his guest? Call in to 1-888-346-9144. That's 1-888-346-9144. You could also send an email to tony.farmer@gmail.com. Now, back to the show.
Welcome back, everyone. This is your host, Tony Farmer. I'm back here with Coach Don Sanchez. Coach, we were talking about, you know, the growth of the league and the exciting things that are happening. One thing that's coming up that a lot of people don't understand what's going to take place is the World Cup. So maybe you can elaborate a little bit on that, about the World Cup, and also ending, let everyone know how they can follow the Slam, get in touch with you, and follow the game and the team on Sunday as well.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, you know, the ABA has something called ABA Global. And ABA Global is the international expansion of the ABA. And even though they're part of the ABA, they're a division of the ABA. You know, we actually have a different chairman that's in charge of the ABA Global. And I actually have a role in ABA Global. I'm the director of USA Operations. Now, you know, the goal of the ABA Global was to open up professional basketball in the United States to the rest of the world. You know, because right now, as it is with the NBA, you know, I don't think it's ever been done where a Chinese professional team has come into and played the NBA in the United States in a real professional game. And, you know, with ABA Global, that's what we want to do. We want to open up the doors in the United States and have international competition right here at home. And the World Basketball Cup is going to be our first real opportunity to accomplish that. Right now, it's tentatively scheduled for the beginning of August of 2013. You know, I'm working on all of the logistics right now, and as it stands, it's going to be a two-week event, and we're going to have between 8 to 12 international teams from all around the world, you know, to converge on Southern California. And we're going to have three U.S. teams, to give us a total of 12 or 15 teams competing. And they'll be competing for, you know, the coveted World Cup trophy and a cash prize as well. And there'll be international TV coverage as well as a domestic and national TV coverage. So that's a big event. Keep your eyes open for that. You know, another thing that we do here with the LA Slam is that we try to build a resume for our players so they can get picked up overseas and get some real nice contracts, you know, some international contracts. And I've been pretty successful in helping some of our young players. You know, since the Slam is kind of on the radar in minor league basketball, we get a lot of exposure. So from that, you know, I've developed a great relationship with the Philippines, with the country of the Philippines and their professional leagues. I work with some of their top agents that represents all of the PBA teams. I have other agents that represent the leagues in Asia, in China, Malaysia, Indonesia. So I have a lot of contacts where I send players over to get jobs. So that's one of the benefits that players have from playing in the ABA. It's not just my team. But if you check around the United States, you'll see that there's players from virtually all ABA teams that get jobs, international jobs overseas. Now, you know, we have a game coming up this Sunday. We're playing the Orange County Nova Stars. It's our season opener. It's going to be held at Saddleback College in Orange County. Tip-off time is going to be 2 p.m. on Sunday. And, you know, I would suggest to get there at about 1 o'clock. And, you know, you can go to NovaStarsBasketball.com for ticket information there. I'm not sure what the tickets are, but I think they're like $10. And, if you want to follow the Slam, you know, through the season, make sure you go to our website, LosAngelesSlam.com. You would just spell the whole word out just like the city, Los Angeles. And then slam.com.
Well, that's good, Coach. Well, I definitely appreciate you being on the show. I appreciate your gratuity to the community, having this, you know, fantastic team and organization. Look forward to playing this season and look forward to continuing to watch the growth of the ABA.
Thank you, Tony. It was a pleasure.
Thank you. So with that being said, I have my thought for the week is this. Four things support the world: the learning of the wise, the justice of the great, the prayers of the good, the valor of the brave. Never miss an opportunity to make others happy, even if you have to leave them alone to do it. So with that being said, everyone, I wish each and every one a happy Thursday, a happy week. Make sure you set your clocks back on Sunday, because we actually gain an hour of sleep for all those who like to sleep in, that you set your clocks back. So when that clock hits midnight, it's really going to be 11 o'clock. So thank all of you for listening. Look forward to seeing each and every one of you next week. Thank you, Voice America, for this opportunity. Thank you, Damian Cole, for the music. We're out of here. Have a blessed day. Have a blessed weekend. Glad everyone can continue to be safe in the East Coast. Mom, thanks for listening to the show. We're out of here. Be blessed. Take care. Goodbye.
Thanks for tuning in to the Comeback Radio Show. Please join Tony Farmer again next Thursday at 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Sports Channel. See you then.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the Voice America Sports Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericasports.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live Internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.